With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state laws barring males from playing with females on school athletic teams. High Court appears headed for a ruling, possibly by June, that would indeed ban boys from playing with or against girls' teams.
Nancy Hagans, president of the New York State Nurses Association, says none of the hospitals have agreed to additional bargaining sessions since Sunday.
We are ready to negotiate. We are ready to care for our patients.
The strike involves 15,000 nurses, including Roy Permal.
We're out here to stand as long as we need to get a better contract, a fair contract. It's about health care. Health insurance for the nurses. It's about safety.
The private nonprofit hospitals have brought in replacement nurses. Julie Walker, New York.
New York officials hope the nurses' strike will not last much longer. J.P. Morgan Chase reporting a 9% rise in adjusted profits for the fourth quarter. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
The company says it benefited from a strong economy in both consumer and investment banking. The bank said Tuesday it earned $13.03 billion, or $4.63 a share. That includes a one-time hit of 60 cents per share from the acquisition of the Apple Card credit card portfolio from Goldman Sachs. Excluding loan loss reserves, Chase earned $5.23 a share. Bob Agnew reporting.
Left-wing protesters will not like this. A Justice Department official says there's not any basis to open a criminal civil rights investigation into the death of a woman by an ICE officer in Minnesota last week. Former President Bill Clinton and his wife, the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, refusing to testify to Congress about Jeffrey Epstein. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers giving President Trump some good grades.
His one-year report card from pro-life groups includes kudos for taking away Medicare funding for abortion clinics and barring the Veterans Administration from paying for abortions. The president is also being cheered for launching an investigation into the safety of abortion pills and pardoning pro-life activists convicted for protesting outside clinics. On the downside, some pro-lifers are unhappy with Mr. Trump's support for in vitro fertilization. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, churches in Syria opening their doors to refugees from fighting around the government and Kurdish forces around the city of Aleppo. One church is reportedly hosting more than 100 people. Parishioners have donated blankets and food and fresh water. The Ministry of Social Affairs in Aleppo says thousands of people have been staying in various shelters. This is SRN News. No longer getting taxpayer dollars, PBS News Weekend, the companion to the weekday News Hour program, has signed off.
Fading to black for the final time following federal funding cuts to public broadcasting. The program will be replaced by two new news programs focused on science and foreign affairs beginning next weekend. PBS News Weekend had aired Saturday and Sunday since starting in New York in 2013, relocating to Washington in 2022. PBS says the changes do not indicate danger for the weekday News Hour program. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump defending his tariffs using a major economic speech in Michigan Tuesday. He visited the plant where the Ford's F-150 is built. The president argued that tariffs are paid by foreign nations, not U.S. consumers. More details, srnnews.com.